Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
With me at the desk, co-hosting all show long, is the one, the only, the legend, Marie Osmond. And our resident foodie and Drew Crewer since day one, Eitan Burnett!
Hello! Excited to be here.
Eitan.
He's so cute.
Isn't he?
You're so young.
Thank you. Yes, I have some strong opinions about what we're talking about today.
Well, I'm very excited, like, to hear all about them.
Yeah.
What are they?
I think we'll jump right into it. I mean, do you have any food trends that you've been into recently or that you love?
Pistachios.
Ooh. Oh.
I'm really loving pistachios.
Savory or sweet?
I like the salt and pepper.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
I don't know.
Oh.
We have a mail. Let's see what the hand has in store. I used to love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, these are cool.
You know, they. I used to eat like an entire thing in one day, like because they kind of lose their flavor fast.
Yeah. They do
like,
lose their. Yeah, they
they're
do.
So good yeah. though. Okay, so USA Today reports that the iconically brightly colored fruit stripe gum is being discontinued.
Gotta hold on to this.
After more than 50 years, the gum has been around since the 60s and came in
That's
five
so
flavors:
sad.
Wet and wild, melon, cherry, lemon, orange, and peach, and each. Pat came
so
with temporary tattoos. The news invited nostalgic posts all over social media with a Reddit post going viral that said, quote, the two best seconds of flavor you've ever had. It's true. That was my point. It did lose its flavor fast. Do you both have a favorite nostalgic candy?
I love clove gum. Do you remember that?
I remember it so well. I love clove.
They had licorice too, but the clove,
yeah,
it did last.
Yes.
Right? But yeah, I loved clove gum.
What about you, Eitan?
Mine's a little controversial. I love candy corn.
I hate it. I don't get it.
I know it's very unpopular. I think it's delicious. I mean, does it feel like you're eating wax? Yes.
I like it.
But it's delicious wax.
I like it.
Yeah, okay.
All right, well.
More for us, less for you, Drew.
Oh my God,
more
mail.
Wow. You are popular today.
We have a,
What
Thank
is this?
You, hand. Oh, I see little Debbie. I'm excited.
Oh my God. The hand has given us a lot today. Is that it? Oh, whoa, okay.
What?
Yes. Oh, you would like one. Okay.
Thank you, hand.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I love little Debbie.
Well, totallythebomb.com reports that Goose Creek released a special edition collection of little Debbie snack cake candles, which we have right in front of us.
Oh my gosh.
That smells really good.
This is so
It's two
good.
Of our favorite things that have come together to make one amazing creation. Let's do a smell and taste test.
That's the brownie. This is the zebra.
Oh, we had a little switcheroo.
I'm already tasting.
Okay, that definitely
smells
like a brownie.
Yeah, I ate this. This is so good.
Mmm.
And the candle does smell like it.
Yeah, this one does too. Taste that. These are really good.
Yeah, a little double.
You can make everybody think you actually cooked them.
Oh my God.
Exactly.
Your kitchen can smell like it.
Your whole home could smell like freshly baked cookies.
Oh my God, you light the candles and you're like, look what I made. That is so smart. Well, next up, a new study isn't a surprise to many. Because the study finds 3 in 10 adults suffer from menu anxiety.
What?
Yes, this is a thing. The survey of 2,000 adults found younger generations were far more likely to have anxiety while ordering. 41% of Gen Z and millennials, compared to only 15% of Gen X and baby boomers. Have either of you ever suffered from menu anxiety? I did this weekend.
How? Where?
Well, I went to brunch with friends, which felt like such a treat. And I showed up and I asked them, everybody, what they were ordering. I was worried that their orders were better than mine.
I can have FOMO, but not, you know, anxiety.
But when they come to ask what the order is, I'm like, I'm not sure. Have I looked at everything? Am I going to get the right thing? Like, I really relate to this story. I think I have menu anxiety.
Do you ever do like a pre-dining little Google search? That's what I always do. Just search up the restaurant before you go out, and then you already know
on
what
where?
You want.
Just on Google.
Yeah, because you can pull up menus from pretty much anywhere.
Yeah, no, it's the best thing. Because also, like, because, like, I work in food, everyone always is like, oh, Ethan, you just order. And so I need to have, like, I always prepare a full order in my head for the whole table.
So when we're on the road, it's kind of known by my crew and band. They're like, Marie, find the restaurant. So I always, I don't know, I don't want to, you know, jinx myself, but I can usually...
But you're good at that.
I am good at that.
But then if you're like...
But I like the dives. I like the
too.
Little holes in the wall.
A joint.
Yeah.
Okay, Marie, it is your story.
Is it? Oh,
now.
I get to be the... Okay, so next, do you love a good road trip snack? So the New York Post, they reports on snacks that make or break a road trip. Now, a survey reported that 47% are grabbing chips, 44% are going for cookies, and 42% get candy.
My favorite thing to get at the gas station is, buckle up, they always have a cup of noodles.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
And then they always have hot water in the little coffee area.
I support that.
So I take the thing of hot cup of noodles and I fill it up not too high, and then I eat that on the road. And is it messy? Yes. But I'm not anal retentive, and my kids throw their garbage all over the car. And
I
it's
support
a free-for-all.
I think that's a good idea.
My big thing, and I don't know, just since I was a kid, is ice cream. You can't eat and sing, so you eat your dinner early. Mm-hmm. But after the show, I will get ice cream.
Well, and you deserve one. Eitan, you're on the road trip. You're getting a
I love
snack.
Ice cream.
What are you eating?
Okay, so I bake cookies before a road trip. So I have a tradition every time I travel,
of course.
Whether
Who
I'm
are
flying
you?
Or I'm or I'm driving. What I do is I make a big batch of cookies. I take half of it. I freeze it. I take the other half. I bake it for the trip. And then the second I get home, you get home, you're like, oh, there's nothing. There's no food in the house. Nothing to eat. Bake the frozen cookies. You have freshly baked cookies from the first hour of getting
and
home.
And Eitan knows his cookies. He came over to our house and taught me and my daughters how to make one of your amazing recipes. All right, Eitan, you have the last story.
Okay, last up, I have a trending treat to share, okay? Mm. It's right next to us. Mast reveals the cheesy 80s fudge that's making TikTok's taste buds dance. It has almost 10 million views. It's sweet and salty, and it's a combination that are making foodies very curious.
It's fudge?
Yes. To make it, you'll need a block of Velveeta cheese, powdered sugar, cocoa powder, vanilla, and butter. Let's give it a try. I think it'll be good.
Wow.
Mmm.
It's really good.
Hurt me.
I love it.
I got it now. 10 million
views.
Well,
I wish I could share with all of you, but I won't.
And yet, we have to go to a commercial break. Oh, we'll
boy.
Be right back with some more food news.
Share.
I am going to hand these out.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Does that a lot I'm, here. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Welcome back. We're just girl
just
talking.
I'm telling her how much I love this show you eat.
Important.
Eitan, speaking of food, not only are you at the news desk, but we're continuing your signature series on the show called Eitan Eats. And you've been taking us around the city to try the most viral foods that we have just got to taste. It is so fun to see it on TikTok. But then you bring it right here to the show.
Yes. Well, New York City is not just known for pizza. We are also known for our bagels, and there must be something in the water, because when I went on my journey to the viral pop-up bagels, I couldn't just eat one. Let's take a look.
A bagel!
I'm in the West Village at the hottest new place to grab a bagel here in New York City, Pop Up Bagels. It is loved all over the internet. It has become a sensation. It has even won Brooklyn's Bagel Fest competition 2 years in a row. And they are famous not only for the taste of the bagels, but how you eat them. Let's begin. So Adam, let
What's
me know.
Going on?
How did this all start? I want to hear.
All started during the pandemic. Like everyone else making sourdough bread, and then one day it was too hot to make sourdough, so we just made bagels. And then it took off.
I've been seeing these all over my For You page, so I'm really excited to try these.
You're an internet sensation.
It's pretty wild. We've had lots of great people. Adam Sandler is here, we've had Chris Rock in here, we've had Paul Rudd here, JJ Watt actually working the bagel counter here at one point. Emma Roberts was here recently.
What makes your bagels different?
We've got a great crisp crust. We've got an interior that's got like no lead in the belly, we say. Mm-hmm. So it's got nice airy crumb. But also we serve them fresh and we bake them all day long. So you're never getting an old and cold.
My mouth is watering.
Sesame seed bagel.
How do you make the bagels? I've tried making bagels before, not as good as yours. What's the process like?
We've got a slightly different process than other shops. Most of them are boiled in giant kettles. We cook ours on small cooktops and in convection ovens. That gives us kind of the ability to keep them fresh all day.
Now, this is a popular place. I've heard the line goes all the way down to Bleecker. How quick does it move?
Yeah, I mean, we have sometimes a couple hundred people on the line, but it moves really quick because, remember, we don't make sandwiches and we don't slice bagels. We've kind of created this grip, rip, and dip attitude.
Grip, rip, and dip. I'll tell you what, I think it is grip, rip, and dip o'clock. Shall we go in?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Hot bagels!
Hot bagels coming through!
Pardon me, guys.
The bagel lamp. Who is this incredible man?
It's Rob, he's our store GM, runs the show here. We call him the captain.
Captain of bagels, is that your title?
I've been baking these things all day and I bake them every damn day, so I better be the captain.
Everyone says New York City bagels are the water. It's a lie, I think it's a lie.
It's a lie, I've made these bagels all over the country. It's a lie. And internationally, same product.
It's the technique, not the water.
It's the love.
Well, our water's great.
Great water.
But bagels can be made.
Yeah.
Okay. Once and for all, busted. All right, let's try these puppies.
Let's do it.
Little grip.
Rip it.
Rip and dip. Oh, wow. Ooh, the crunch, the cold cream cheese with the hot, fresh bagel. This has definitely ruined all other bagels for me. I'll tell you that. Other bagels cannot even compete. Wow. Adam, thank you so much for having me.
Great to
One
have
question.
You.
Is there any way I can cut the line next time?
I'll get you a password.
Okay, Drew, I'll share it with you.
Teach us to rip, grip,
and dip. We're
gonna
grip, rip, and dip. Okay, grab a bagel.
Okay.
Which one are you going for?
I think this one.
Yes, same. The salt is good. Yeah. Okay, ready? You're gonna grip.
Salt. Okay.
Get the hands out. Grip, rip.
Uh-huh.
And now you can dip in any of these different dips.
I'm going chive schmear all the way.
What's this one?
Chive schmear. That one smells like some type of fish situation.
No, I think I'll do this one.
Ooh.
Oh my God. This is it. This is what I've been wanting. I like a crispy exterior and a soft interior.
Okay, just go ahead. You guys talk. I'm a little busy.
It's perfect.
This is so good. This is the best bagel I've like ever had. It's so, it's exactly what I want.
It's so good.
Thank you for bringing this iconic new viral TikTok.
Just, that's just cream cheese.
Yeah, just cream cheese. Just a plain schmear.
I don't like this at all, do I?
No. We're going to take it back to our green rooms.
I mean, literally. Wow. Okay, Eitan, I love you so much. Mm. All right, we'll be back with more Marie Osmond.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car or a house. It's the four wheels that get you where you're going and the four walls that welcome you home. When you combine auto and home insurance with Amica, we'll help protect it all. And the more you cover, the more you can save. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Memory bank here. Sometimes I like to look at old pictures and like tell the story behind them. I'm really big on nostalgia. And I always have been. Like, I've always appreciated what has happened or who we've been or where we come from. And will you play Memory Bank with us?
Sure.
It's Memory Bank. All right, I'm gonna show you a photo and you have to tell me the first memory that pops into your head when you see it. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Okay, photo number one.
All right.
It's the Paper Roses album cover. Oh, come on. That's the best thing I've ever seen. I mean.
So the first thing that pops into my mind, I recorded that at age 12. And I was in Nashville. I was standing next to the Jordanaires who did all the backgrounds for Elvis. Everything was live. There were like 65 people in the room. Everything was recorded. And I just wanted to throw up. That picture, actually, they said, we need an album cover. So I put on a pair of eyelashes. Yes, I'm wearing the same eyelashes today.
They're fab.
No, but I was looking at a building next to our building, and I thought, this is just weird. I'm staring at a window in somebody's house. And we shot it, and that was the cover.
Okay, photo number two, Donnie and Marie with Sonny and Cher.
Oh.
Oh my God.
They came on our show, and there were several variety shows at that time. There was Sonny and Cher, Donnie and Marie, Carol Burnett, and we all did the fittings at the same place, Elizabeth Courtney with Bob Mackie and Rhett Toner and all those guys.
Bob Mackie.
He's so cute.
If you ever, like, wonder where all the fabulous costumes were made in this era, it was Bob Mackie.
Yeah, he was great. Ray Aguillon, Rhett, the best. Anyway, we said, let's do each other's shows. And so we did their show and they did our show. And Cher's awesome. She taught me some makeup tricks and, you know.
What did she teach you? What's one Cher makeup trick?
I'll post one on social. But I have a picture of her teaching me about this glitter for her lips.
And did it just
and
give
I use
a little?
I use it today. People ask me all the time, what is on your lips? And I go, I don't know.
And it picks up the light,
it's
right?
Unbelievable. Yeah, it's beautiful on stage.
Okay, will you post that? Because we need that Cher hot tip. Okay, photo number three, the Love Boat.
That hair.
That's the best hair.
So the guy who did Dorothy Hamill, Suga, cut my hair.
Really?
With the short, yeah.
For real? Because that Dorothy Hamill cut's iconic.
Yeah, so my short haircut and her, we both did it at the same time. But Suga was amazing. So the Love Boat,
Yes, I did The Love Boat, and it was great. Ernest Borgnine, Shelley Winters, John James, who was the hot little guy at the time. Anyway, it was a cruise where we went to like Rome and Monaco, Capri, Venice, all over. We were out for like a month, and I was so honored that they wanted me to go on that big cruise. And then they invited Donnie to do it, and they did him in Los Angeles in a studio. And I went, they like me better.
Yeah. No. You're like, I got to travel the world.
No, but they were so kind, and I remained friends with them for years and years.
It was such a brilliant format, because you had your people that you relied on and loved, but then you also had these amazing people coming on the boat. And
right?
You never knew,
everybody did
everybody.
That show. Everybody.
Okay.
Right?
Number four, your Walk of Fame star. Getting the Hollywood star on the Walk of Fame.
Do you know, okay, so I don't know if people know this, but 99% of the stars are bought by the management or celebrity.
Yeah, or the studio.
We never bought one, and all of our fans from around the world, makes me cry, pitched in and bought that for us. It's so sweet. Really sweet. And it was such an honor. My mom had her stroke. She couldn't be there. But, gosh, she was so thrilled.
I think that's why they call you a timeless icon.
You're so sweet.
Marie Osmond, I just want to do this with you more and more, please.
So
thank you so much, everybody. We make the show for you, so take it with you.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for the Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes, and we can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.